T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Good morning.
Y'all ready?
Good afternoon. What time is it?
It doesn't matter.
Where
it's
am
anytime.
I?
It's
Ladies
anytime.
And gentlemen, welcome to episode 3 of the podcast, which I'm not sure which name we settled on.
Yeah, we thought that it was illegal to have one name, so we went with another name, and now it might have two names. So welcome to the podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Charlie.
I'm Maddie.
And we're here.
I'm sorry.
No, you were going to start, because I told you guys you're taking the lead on this.
So I wrote down pet taxidermy. And cloning.
Well, pet taxidermy is interesting. Remember I told you when the old man died, the old man was Elvis.
He's talking about his dog.
Not his father.
And not the rock and roll star.
The first little black dog, Elvis, black Shih Tzu I got with my first wife. We got him in Richmond way back.
Mm-hmm.
God, when would that have been? That would have been like 95.
Okay.
And so he lived to be old.
Mm-hmm.
And he laid around a lot. You know, he lived alone, basically.
Yeah.
He had a lot of downtime.
You were busy doing lots of things.
I was busy, and he learned to take care of himself.
Just be real laid back.
He was a latchkey dog.
He laid around a lot. So I figured, and I loved him, man. He traveled with me. When I would come back home or when I went on trips, he was always at my right leg.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would come back home and see my old friends from high school and stuff, I remember Will Revis. He's also dead now.
Oh.
But when I ran into him, he was drunk, and Elvis was at my right leg, and he goes, "Damn, man, that old dog's still alive." And I said, "Yeah." But I got to thinking about it, and I was like, good God, when the old man dies, I think I'm going to have him stuffed, because he's always been with me.
And then just hang him off your right leg?
Or just have him on his pillow, you know?
Okay, so you remember in, what show was it where they had Rowdy?
Scrubs.
Okay. So they had the taxidermy dog.
Rowdy Yates.
And that dog was cool as hell. But at the same time, I was thinking about it after we talked about that. Wouldn't that still be weird? Like, wouldn't that be that one step too weird? Like, remember the grandpa and Lost Boys had all the taxidermy stuff?
Never saw it.
You never saw Lost Boys?
Well, it doesn't feel right to me to have an animal that I'm so close to then have its dead body stuffed and keep it in my house.
And it's like you say that, and it's like, sure, it's okay for us to do that with an animal, but obviously you would never do that with a loved one.
Well, but my animal is my loved one, so why do I think that's okay?
Nana, you're just going to have you taxidermied and sit over here in your favorite rocker for the rest of time.
I'm actually getting emotional because that dog, when he did die, I kept his bed where it was for at least a year.
Aww.
Which is great, and which is sweet. Like, we were cleaning out some stuff, and my wife found like a bunch of her favorite dog stuff, and that's great. But it's like this idea of, and I think it came back to the idea of cloning your pet, because was it a cat, or there was two cats or something, and that to me feels weird.
Like, oh, that I feel stupid, like, old 20-year-old cat.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
cat
so,
two or whatever.
Well, how do you feel about having your animal's ashes?
I have them
in a box.
I do too.
Well, so do I. But I'm to the point now where it's like I don't really want to display them. It's been a while since these animals passed away.
Yeah.
But I feel bad. I don't know what to do with them. I don't want to get rid of them.
Wait, did I tell you all when I had a cat. So they gave me the cat back in her little box, the ashes.
Yeah.
They gave me a tuft of her fur.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? I'm like, that's sweet and all, but I have plenty of her fur still around.
All over the house.
It's going to be in the house for years.
I just think that's so, like, that idea of cloning a pet. Like, I get it. Like, I've had pets that I love. Like, my first dog, Sasha, was the best. She was the best Frisbee dog. She lived to be, like, 16. She was fantastic. But the idea of then, it's like we joke about cloning Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, it ain't the same.
It's not the same. You're not going to come out with, you know, Honest Abe. You're going to have...
No, Honest Abe. Emancipation Proclamation, Honest Abe.
That is the thing that I wonder about, because the very first pet I ever had that was my pet, just mine, was my cat Sebastian that I got when I was in college. And that cat lived to be 19 years old.
Wow.
And he was the cat that everybody said, I hate cats, but I love your cat.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just awesome. He would hug you and he was sweet and whatever. And so if I were to clone an animal, I would totally clone him, but... What if it's like multiplicity and there's a glitch in the system?
Right.
Or what if it's
always
just
a glitch?
And again, what if you clone this animal and what if it doesn't actually end up with the same traits? And like,
I think there's a very good chance that
it
won't.
You're not the same.
Yeah. So then you jettison it. You know, it's like, try it again. We get rid of that one. Have that one stuffed. Start over.
You've got 45 cats because they didn't all turn out the same.
It's put that one in the cat room with the other taxidermy cats to start over with the next one.
They're all meowing at the same tone and the same sound. So it's like one big meow. Meow. Meow.
No, but it's all the weird. It's not the cute first cat's meow. It's all the weird clony cat meow.
I don't know. You know, the last one, we got the other little black dog to bridge the gap, because when Elvis started getting old and rickety, I knew I wasn't going to be able to handle it.
No.
So that's when we got Shemp. And then when he died, that's when I wrote it off. It's like, I'm never going to do this again. I'm never going to get that close to an animal again. There's still a hanger-on cat, you know, my daughter's cat, which, you know.
See, my parents are going through that now, where they had dogs there at like forever, and they went through a very long period without a dog, and now my dad's working on my mom to try to get one, but her whole thing is that he always wants to get the animal, but then she has to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
Last time they got a puppy, and so she had to do, like taking it out, clean up the messes, everything.
Well, how long ago was that? Was that like full life cycle, 15 years of a dog?
Their last dog, Mulligan, I think... was like 12 or 13.
Okay.
And now it's been a couple years, but I think it's interesting that now they're going back around and they love animals. So,
see, you know, I'm at the point now, man, where you don't know. I've told you guys, maybe next week, maybe in 6 months, maybe in a year or two, one of these mornings I ain't going to be here and it's just going to be poof. And I can't have a dog holding me down.
Yeah, but you say that, but like John Wick had a dog,
yeah.
The second dog, but John Wick had a dog that was like his ride or die that rolled with him.
Yeah, right.
When you leave, the dog can go with you.
You never saw, John Wick had a dog. You never saw John Wick picking up.
Yeah, we saw what happened with that dog.
You never saw John Wick picking up poop. You never saw John Wick, you know, up in the middle of the night with that dog throwing up on a rug. John Wick is not real, dude.
You never saw John Wick having to give his dog allergy medicine because he's chewing his paws off.
That would be the lamest. John Wick 3.
Somebody to the vet.
Somebody ate a whole box of Power Bars.
John Wick putting doggy medicine in a hot dog. Yeah.
Jeez.
Come on. If it was like that... Nah.
John Wick with the syringe trying to get it to take into medicine, rubbing the throat to swallow a pill. Oh.
John Wick's dog drinking the water out of the Christmas tree stand. What's that sound? It's John Wick's dog.
Get in the car. Get in the car.
What's in your mouth?
Drop it.
Now, you only saw the coolest moments of that, man.
Right.
I feel like you could still jettison from society with your side dog.
Now, if I had a dog that I could visit or I had a dog that I could hang out with on occasion, like, you know, like a rental.
Well then, you want someone else's dog.
Yeah.
Okay, well then... On that note, all right, so think about the cat cafe downtown Greensboro.
No,
the Crooked
Tail. I will not think about a cat cafe.
Okay, but I'm saying, what if there was like a dog cafe?
That's a lot of dogs.
Where you could go and hang out with the little puppies and then you can leave.
I think that's what we need. I think that would be cool because then it's like, all right, so Crooked Tail, it's like $10 to get in and you get to hang out with the cats. And it's a cat. So like they'll even say, okay, well, you can go hang out with them, but don't touch that one. That one's not very nice. Or, you know, stay away from that one.
OMG.
This cat doesn't like
this.
But you have to
think the difference. A cat cafe can be all chill because you can really go in there And it's like the cat's like, oh, whatever. I mean, I might come over and rub on you. I might not. And, you know, and then they kind of leave you alone so you can enjoy the cafe part of the cat cafe. That is not going to happen in a dog cafe.
True. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Pay me attention. Pay me attention. Pay me attention.
Yeah. It's like, which dog's going to eat all the food off your plate first?
Yeah.
Just nonstop leg humping. But I still think it's a good idea. I would like to circle C that, put a mark on this one, write down the timestamp. I think we should have a dog cafe.
I don't think it would ever work. But you know,
so my point was,
you can have your dream.
And so when you vacate, then you can come back to the dog cafe, rub on some dogs, and then go away. Or just be that guy who shows up to the dog park.
Oh, the weird guy who doesn't have a dog at the dog park.
That's almost as weird as the man at the children's park.
Exactly. Or like the guy with no kid in the toy store.
Like, now I'm just looking.
Excuse me, sir. Yeah, I don't know. Animals are a lot to take care of. It's a big commitment.
They are.
And I am nearly done with commitments.
They are. Actually, when I was single and both of my dogs had gotten older and passed away, I took a break. Like, everybody's like, oh, when are you going to get another dog? I'm like, I have been taking care of dogs for 17
exactly.
years. I am good. I want to take care of myself. I want to travel. I don't want to have to worry about how long I've been gone. When's the last time the dog went out? Who's going to take care of it when I go? And then I got in a relationship and we got another dog.
Exactly.
I do love the fact that I'm currently trying to plan a spring break trip around a beach house that will allow pets, because it's actually cheaper to pay a pet fee on some of these houses than it is to board them.
You made me so sad. I heard him on the phone the other day trying to book a beach house, and he's going, yeah, so he goes,
yeah, I saw on the website that you don't allow pets, but I have three dogs.
I mean, really?
Okay. First of all, you eavesdrop terrible. Second of all, what I was saying was you only allow two dogs.
And I have three.
But they're really tiny, so two of them only count as one.
Look, one of them's 5 pounds, the other one's 15, and one of them's 65.
Okay, so
you should get a hall pass.
Do they only poop and pee half as much?
Not even half as much.
According to way less
than
that.
No, I don't mean amount. I mean times.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. They're two individual dogs. They're not. They don't count as one.
Okay. What about thread counts on sheets? What do you guys know about high thread count? Because up until just recently, I thought 600 was a real high thread count sheet.
You know, the nicest sheets I think that I've ever gotten is, like, sometimes at, say, Big Lots, they'll have these ones that they tout as being hotel quality,
Egyptian
hotel
cotton
suite sheets, and yeah, whatever. And so I thought, ooh, I'm going to buy these. These are going to be all fancy because they're like luxury hotel. Well, no, they're not. I'm never doing that again.
What about
you? I don't even know what thread count they were.
Yeah, I don't know anything about sheets. I've made it to 45 years of age, and I might as well be sleeping in sacks. I don't know. It makes no difference to me. I like flannel sheets.
Ew.
Oh, sweaty.
God, what kind of animal are you?
I'm the kind that
don't
sleeps
you get hot?
Snug. I mean, I guess, if but you, I don't wake up like dying.
That's gross,
I'd be
bro.
Sweating.
If you sleep in flannel sheets, you have to, I read this, you have to take them off and wash them in boiling water every day.
Every day?
Every single day.
And then put powder on them.
Yeah, ooh. And then powder them. She's right.
We're talking about the sheets, right?
Yes.
And your bottom.
And
you literally have to.
I don't think I've ever experienced, like, I've never been at a hotel and been like, wow.
I have.
Dude, what kind of hotels are you staying in? So
I mean.
Okay, well, the Days Inn doesn't have that high of thread count.
I thought 600 was high, and I was real happy with that. And then I started shopping for that. And then, you know, you go through sheets as years go by. So the other day, they had a sheet sale at Belk. And I'm looking at them and I see, oh my God, 1,200 thread count?
Mm-hmm.
And it was cheap. King sheets, 1,200 thread count for the whole set. The god-awful fitted sheet, top sheet, and four pillowcases was like $49.
That's a great price. Are you kidding me?
Isn't that nuts?
Again,
usually they're easy $100 or more.
At least $150 or whatever. So I got a set of those. I bring them home and I think I must absolutely be living like the king of the world with 1,200 thread count. Then I do a little research. They've got 1,800. And I think, what kind of sucker am I now Then I do a little bit more research. They've got 2,000.
So basically, thread count is the how tight the weave is. Mm-hmm. It's how many threads are in a, I think it's a square, is a square inch?
I don't know.
But it's how many threads are in there.
Yeah.
And so the higher number, the tighter the weave is.
And it's how like slick, how nice that is to the feel, you know?
But it does seem like you'd get to a certain point and it'd be like too tight.
I haven't experienced that.
Don't you ever feel though, like when they get real silky, that they feel wet?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I know what you're talking about.
Like I got a set of sheets from a place that rhymes with Schmasco, and they were a great deal, but I got them home and they were like, it felt wet.
Nah, I haven't had that yet.
Yeah, and it seems like they wouldn't breathe. I mean, you need your sheets to breathe.
You're right about that, because I did more research and found out they've just released 4,000 thread count sheets, and I thought, I must have these. And then I was talking to a friend of mine about it, and she said, you got to be careful because they can hinder good sleep. And so I immediately had to place a phone call, and I said, what are you talking about? And she said, Dr. Oz... When Oprah came out and was talking about one of her favorite things was these high thread count sheets, Dr. Oz said, yeah, you might think that's great, but for some people who are hot sleepers, like me, they don't breathe as well higher
the thread
count.
So you're
going
to be all sweating all over the place.
So, you know.
But then at least isn't the sweat staying in the sheets and it's not soaking into your bed?
Who cares?
Still gross.
What's that for?
Well, I'm just saying.
My bed is for me. It's for my comfort. It's not for anybody else.
Still, though.
We're not doing this for the show.
I almost feel like you would want all your stuff in the middle, because then you take off the sheets and wash them. How often do you wash your mattress?
Again, first of all, if the sheets don't breathe, it's going to make you hot.
Yeah.
So that's where you're going to start sweating. So you don't want that. But if it stays in the sheets, well, then you're laying in your own filth every night because you've been sweaty.
Man, I grew up with sheets that you could literally see through.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know? Like 150.
Yeah. Like if you pulled them too tight, putting them on the bed, rip.
Yeah. I got you on that.
So these are, I'm living in luxury now. I'd like to take care of myself on that. Of course, I shop the sales.
Of course.
But I do like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. What do you guys do? What's the one thing where you don't say, oh, I can't have that? What's the one thing you let yourself have?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you mean like a luxury item kind of thing?
Yeah, whatever it is. Doesn't have to be luxury, but the one thing where you don't scrimp. Like toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
I bought cheap toilet paper not too long ago just because it was such a great deal, and my daughter has not stopped berating me.
You know, no, I mean, I will buy, say, the Walmart brand, but it's still the Cottonelle. It's still the nice thick. I will not buy that paper thin horrible stuff like we have here in the bathrooms.
Yeah. All right, yes. Let's get off the toilet paper talk. So what do you splurge on? What do you buy yourself, Charlie?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
I'll tell you right now, for me, so my wife is kind of thrifty.
Yeah.
So she bought the like generic brand ketchup versus like Hunt's or not Hunt's.
Heinz.
Heinz.
Yeah.
And it was like, you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
I'm a brand name kind of guy with some
stuff.
Yeah,
you can.
Yes, you can.
Really?
Oh, yeah. One of them tastes like, what do you call it? Garbage?
Yeah.
See, I mean, maybe if I put them beside each other, but I guess I don't eat enough ketchup to really care that much.
No, what you have to do is you have to fill up a tall glass of each. Like
oh,
you fill it,
and then I gotcha. You chug okay.
it. And then you just,
yeah.
I do funnels of it.
I mean, I'm totally like, if I can buy the store brand and save some money, I will do that.
Oh, I shop. Don't think I don't shop at the Dollar Tree for every single thing I can get away with.
Like you buy food at the Dollar Tree. That freaks me
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. If it's stuff I'm using in something, I'll do it. Yeah, but then I don't mind buying $100 foie gras when it comes up on Amazon just to eat it right then, just once. But then I'll buy stuff at the Dollar Tree all the day.
I thought of you, side note, because of your, you know, buying food online. I was looking at Amazon trying to build my wish list. And I was really toying with the $500 aged dry ham leg I could display on my counter and just slice off thin pieces of
ridiculous.
Nice piece of Iberico ham whenever I wanted.
I can see you doing that.
But here's the thing. You got to be careful with one of those because it'll mold over.
Yeah, but then you just cut the mold off. Right?
You know
and
that.
You've got three dogs in your house.
They're building a doggy ladder and jumping on each other to get up to it.
Evolution would jump forward. That's when the thumbs would grow out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You put a ham on the counter, they'll figure that thing out, man. Absolutely.
That's when they have the dogs that are wearing the trench coat stacked up on top of each other.
Hello, we're a human person. I've not ever even really considered buying one of those ridiculous
hams. You realize they sell not only the leg, but they sell the stand that it goes in too. And then you just leave it out and just delicately shave off pieces whenever you want.
Speaking of prosciutto ham, Giacomo's, you can go in there and get yourself a nice pound of really good prosciutto ham for like $30 or $40 if you wanted to make a sandwich or two.
Yeah, it's delicious.
$40
Yeah. Yeah. And do you know where, what is it called? Prosciutto di Parma, the good stuff?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it's called?
I don't know.
Do you know the origin of that?
No.
In Italy, in whatever part of Italy it is, I'm not going to be able to call it for you right now. What they used to do is they would throw all the garbage out of their house and let the pigs eat it.
Yeah.
And those pigs are what the original prosciutto came from. It's garbage pigs that made the world's most expensive ham now.
Why? Because they were eating leftover human food?
Yeah. Yeah. They ate garbage and it became this delicious delicacy
ham. So they taste better when they eat garbage.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I am all about some aged dry
garbage
meat.
Pig. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, give me that garbage pig.
Oh, how long has it been eating my waste? That sounds delicious. I know I eat good, it eats good.
So you really, you can't think of something that you just totally splurge on just for you? Like, if you know, anything.
I'm not much of a splurger. I'm really not.
Well,
I mean,
deserve to.
I am such a bargain shopper for things. I hate spending too much money on anything.
You know what?
Anything.
My downfall of last year was concert tickets. I went real hard.
Yeah, you got all snooty with your concert tickets. I'm still like, are they free? They're for me. And he's like, I have to sit in the first five rows or I'm not going.
I don't know what happened. I got real bougie with my concert going.
I can't remember the last time I paid for a concert ticket.
I mean, I've had tickets where I'm barely in the building.
You know, I get the experience of it, but there is a certain part where I'm like, if it's a band, like the Foo Fighters came, and I was like, I don't care, take all my money. I want to sit as close as possible. I hit an age where now if there's a band, maybe that's part. Maybe it's like I want to say that when I saw them like up close and personal, and then Dave Grohl saw when I waved at him, we connected.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, that'll be the time where it's like he comes off the stage down to the crowd and takes you by the hand and you guys
be like, Maddie, I've been waiting for you.
I need somebody to be my best friend for life. It's gonna be you. And I'm like, yes, Dave, yes.
It's gonna be that beardy guy in the second row.
But
it's that, okay, man.
No, I will say to go back, I have gotten and I'm in a reform year. I have to be very good. Because I got burned on a couple shows this year.
It's bad when you spend so much money on a show, and it's like a dream show, like a bucket list show, and then you go, and it's somebody's like last legs, and it couldn't be more awful.
And they're not great.
Ugh, I'm not going to name any names. But
yeah, don't.
I'm not. But there's some, you know, who are either have already done this or are on their last go-round, and they should have already done it.
You know what's sad?
So one of my very favorite bands in the entire world is Tesla. And Jeff Keith has always had like a really raspy voice, even back in the day when they were young and in good shape and stuff. And as he's gotten older, it's just gotten raspier. And I got to be honest, it's not that great anymore. But I still, when I get a chance to see them, I want to go. And it's like, oh, that sounded like crap. But I can't help it.
I was thinking about it. Zeppelin is still basically there.
Yeah.
You know, like the members of Led Zeppelin minus John Bonham are still out there.
Yeah.
They could theoretically do a show.
Mm-hmm.
He won't do it.
I would lose my mind. But it's the idea of, what would you get? And I've seen what Robert Plant's solo stuff has been like. And he sings in a lower octave. He's not the same. Obviously, he's not, you know, blasting like he was when he was a kid.
Don't you think that's why he won't take $900 million to do a show now?
I think
and
I got to give him props for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's part of me, like, I even feel like I would pay the money to see it.
Just because.
I've seen Robert Plant.
I saw when he and Jimmy Page did that thing at the MCI Center in D.C., and I was riding the subway with all the kids wearing their Zeppelin shirts, and I was like, yo, you going to the Zeppelin show? And we were like, yeah. So for me, I saw Zeppelin. That counted.
Sure.
You know?
I saw John Paul Jones once.
What was he doing?
Walking down the street.
He was in another band.
Oh. Check this out.
It wasn't the same.
My cousin Clark, you've heard me talk about him.
Yeah.
The guy that used to be the funeral director, and now he just, you know, lives on the Eastern Shore and does his walking.
Yeah.
But he met Robert Plant in Anancock, Virginia, tiny little harbor town Robert Plant got off a sailboat and walked up to a little restaurant, and Clark ran into him there, and they hung out and talked, and you know, it was like, aren't you? And he's like, yeah. So there's a picture of them together mm-hmm. that I've seen for all these years, and I thought it was taken there in town. I later found out that Clark stalked him all the way to the airport the next day and ran up to him as he was leaving and said, hey, Robert Plant, hey, it's me. Remember me from yesterday? Hey,
so he forgot to get a picture.
Yeah, so he got a picture. And his thing that has happened ever since he met Robert Plant, spent some time with Robert Plant, subsequently stalked him and got the picture is everybody tells him that wasn't Robert Plant and that he was taken, that was just some guy.
Really?
But I think it was. I mean, clearly.
I find it.
That would be awesome.
I feel like he had this great, awesome day hanging out with Robert Plant and he totally ruined it by stalking him the next day to go to the airport.
Okay. I'm with you on that, Charlie. Two. Yeah. Now I kind of want to do everybody who says, hey, David Cross and or Moby and or guy from Live.
Say yes, it's me.
I want to be like, yeah, and we're going to party. Now,
yeah,
and that would be the best.
You know, even though celebrities have all the money, somehow everyone else wants to buy them drinks.
Yeah.
So you would be like partying for, you'd be like, oh no, I got it. They'd be like, no, Moby, let me buy you a drink.
But
okay.
Wouldn't that be great though?
Yes.
Is that years later, I guess it's kind of a jerk move. I mean, it definitely is a jerk move, but it's kind of funny to me, the thought of somebody going,
I love it.
And then this is one of my prized possessions. Check out this picture.
Here's me and Moby.
Party with Moby.
I wonder how many people have done that. Like not the weird impersonator people, but like somebody who's just been like, they got mistaken for someone and they just rolled with it.
Oh, my friend Joey Grossman in L.A. used to get the treatment because he looked so much like Jerry Seinfeld that they would play up on it. He would have his buddies be like entourage around him and they would walk him into places and they'd be like, we need to get him in. And, you know, if you guys could just get back out. And it would always work. He looked so much like Seinfeld, they would get in anywhere they wanted to go.
Wow.
We got to start working the Brad Pitt angle over there.
I know. Why don't you take us out with you?
You put your Brad Pitt name tag on. We'll take you out to lunch.
All right. Listen, it's been real. We'll check you out next week. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. Subscribe to it if you would like to. And any parting words, Charlie?
And I will think on things to splurge on.
Yeah, you deserve it. Splurge on yourself. Maddie?
I'm not cloning any pets unless they're really cool. And if they are not cool, into the room with the rest of them.
I can't wait to put up my pictures with Moby.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.